You're listening to episode 68 of the Furlough Bros Tech Podcast, the only CES review that matters. I am excited. So that's sort of your all-in-one CES wrap-up.
So the other one more. I didn't write it down because I just thought of it now. Pebble had a little announcement, and I I've got a watch coming. So I watched the live stream of their event, which was kind of funny because somehow they inverted the colors. So like, his skin was blue. Yeah, it was like a giant Smurf. And he was like, "Sorry guys, we know something's wrong, but we're doing this live, so deal with it." Yeah, so like, he showed a watch and he was like, "So I realize that this watch looks blue, but it's actually orange, just so you know." So they showed it working, and they showed off examples and why it was, you know, going to be awesome. And pretty exciting. I was pumped.
Did you get pumped for it?
Dude, especially when it was like January 24th, we're going to start shipping 15,000 a week. And I was like, okay, how many were there when I started? You know, and I'm like trying to do the math, like how many weeks? Because I am not in the first batch. I think I'm still like a month out. Because I waited a little bit before jumping on top of it. But they showed it working. They're like, check out these different watch faces, and you can make your own. And I like their fuzzy time. So like right now, like what is it? Right now they would be like, it's 15 after 6.
6:16 for those of you who don't know.
Yeah, and or they would be like, and I mean, and it's like, so mine actually, it says 6:16, right? And it'll be like, it's 15 after 6. Fuzzy time. It rounds it to the nearest 5. And it, which I'm like, dude, that's half. It's awesome. So it'd be like, it's half after 6 once it gets near 6:30.
And like, dude, you know what? It's really awesome. It's what's important though is how, it's not what it says, but how you say it's the positive. It's about 5 o'clock.
Yeah, it's funny. So so it's fuzzy time was one of them. They even have like a binary one, which he's like the CEO too. He's like, he's doing a presentation. He's like, honestly, I can't even read this, but it's awesome anyways. Like, that's cool.
It's funny. I sort of want something like the Fitbit or the Nike Fuel Band just for health reasons because I think that's neat. But yeah. I've talked about this. I talk about this all the time on the show. I really want a smart watch. I fell in love with calculator watches back when I was like 10 and have wanted something amazingly cool ever since. And I get pretty excited for the Pebble. It's pretty awesome, especially now that I have an iPhone and could take advantage of all its features.
That's right.
It really makes me want one. You know what? This is a completely different side. This is a complete side note. This is entirely a tangent.
We're allowed to do this.
I decided to this week that it would be fun to make Siri British, so I switched Siri over to the UK English, which is really fun because it like it actually has a British accent and everything. I mean, like, that's, it was awesome. Like, y'all know this, but it's and it's like when you're it's like I call James Furlough and like,
hey, do you got her up right now? Can you ask Siri a question?
Let me
make sure the volume's up. I want to hear this.
Yeah, let me do this. Okay.
Ask her what's James the score Furlough. Of the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, okay. Oh my goodness. This is tough. What's the score of the Green Bay Packers San Francisco game?
I'm British. I don't care.
So far, it's a tie. The Packers and the 49ers each have 14.
That's. Oh my gosh! Why did I ask? Oh, that's brutal. I don't want to know this.
So far, it's a tie.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's so sweet.
It sounds like a butler. That's exactly. It's Alfred.
All right, how do you change it? How do you change it?
So you go to you go to
this
settings.
This is awesome already.
You go settings, to settings. On. Go to general.
Siri. Oh, general.
Yeah, and then under general, there's a Siri button. You type Siri.
Yeah.
And there's language. You type language.
Language.
And then it's right
English
above
Australia.
US. Yeah, well, so not all of them work, and I'm not exactly sure why that is. I think it has to do with where they have servers located. But
apparently there's a United States Spanish, which is different than a Mexico and Spain Spanish.
It is, and they don't, and I think only the U.S. Spanish works, which is weird. But yeah, done. So it's dude.
That's so awesome.
The British English is so it's so funny, and it's like, and it oh my goodness, it freaks every. I just got a phone call. That's super weird.
Set a timer for 5 minutes.
Yeah, and
okay. 5 minutes and counting.
That's fine.
Nice. Well, what's really funny is, like, if you don't talk, like, Siri, I've learned how to talk clearly so that she can understand what I'm saying. I don't really slur, but the British Siri, you've got to be ultra clear because you don't speak with a British accent, which means that, like,
so
it
has, cool.
Dude, and sometimes it's like, you can, like, Google search stuff and it will come up with the weirdest, like, are those even words? Come on, let's get serious here. Like, it's really funny. It's super funny. I've been thoroughly enjoying that.
So, but, back to Pebble.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So they talked about a couple other features, which I didn't even know about, so I'm like, even better. So it actually has an accelerometer built inside of it.
Yes.
So their whole thing was like, you could be in the middle of the night and just shake your wrist and it will illuminate the screen so you can see where it's at. Or they're like, just tap it. Just tap anywhere. And it's smart enough to know. It's like, yeah, sweet. And I'm like, can you set it up so you can, so obviously you can have an alarm on your phone that synced over Bluetooth with your wrist. Can you have it so it vibrates your wrist to wake you up? Because I hear that actually, could work to wake you up, just kind of vibrate, not actually do any sound. But yeah, and so like when you get a text message or an email or a notification, it'll actually vibrate. So you can just be like, oh. What was that? Because they're like, sometimes you'll feel the vibration of the phone call on your wrist more than you would if it were, say, in your pocket. Which I'm like, yeah, very true. So I was like, very cool. And they were saying that apparently, and I didn't know this, there is a difference between e-ink and e-paper. Did you know that?
I was vaguely aware of it, but I don't actually know what the difference is, though.
Yeah, so I don't know why they're different, but I do know the characteristics. Apparently, e-paper is kind of like your Kindle, where, you know, you can see the refresh, I guess.
Yes.
What did I say? I don't remember now. But theirs, they said it's black and white, and you can see it out in the sun, which is nice, but it has a fast refresh, which allows for the animations to actually take place, which, you know, on your Kindle is impossible. And so it actually looks good. And they actually took a lot of the design aesthetics from like the original Mac in 1984, which nice. When you look at it, you're like, yep, I can tell that you did. And it looks good. And like Steve Jobs crazy, they said that they had like a special font and had a designer come in and help them come up with a cool font for the phone. But yeah, it looks awesome. And they said the battery will last about 7 days, which I like. And and the other cool part, in order to charge it, the charger actually, it's magnetic. So you just snap it on there, and then when you're done, you just pull it, and it comes off, just like on a MacBook. They're like, that allowed them to get their 5 atmospheres water-resistant rating.
You know what?
Doing it that way. Dude,
and because it probably has a little magnet, but it probably does, guess what? Inductive charging. Oh, baby. It's awesome.
Maybe. It's got to. That's probably what it uses, huh?
Well, not necessarily. I guess it could just be surface-mounted
connectors.
It probably is surface-mounted connectors, because otherwise you'd just have like a
pad to set it on. Which now I know.
I'll I'm kind of jealous, check
it
out.
But yeah, so no, I was pumped. It was very cool that they did it live and kind of shared what was going on and what was on the roadmap. They said that the Runkeeper stuff won't work right away, but they're working with Runkeeper and they're like, so that'll be live. We're hoping in like a month. Which I was like, that's cool. I got like 6 weeks anyways before I'll get mine.
Exactly.
I don't mind. And that was the other one. They were like, it can do over the air firmware updates and other cool stuff. So that was what I saw, and I was personally excited about it because that wasn't vaporware. That's real.